Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome to the show on another Friday afternoon. Sun Guy with you as normal. Some show notes really fast before we jump into the interview today. If you are looking for some professional wrestling tonight, WCWO at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana, 1151 South Kentucky Avenue. UWIA in Nashville, Tennessee. Tomorrow night, WCWO will be at PopCon in Indianapolis, Indiana, with a series of shows.
Right here.
Indiana. CPW presents Theatrical Wrestling in Linwood, Washington at Club Hectic. That's where you can find myself and the good son is one of our guests today. Wrestle Club in Nampa, Idaho. GCW in Buckhead, Georgia. Ride Style in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Chaos Cup in Baltimore, Michigan. USWF in Mystic.
So we're just going in and doing, like, doing the ATM and not getting south.
GICW in Martinsville, Indiana tomorrow night. If you're near some pro wrestling, go find it and support your local independents. Without further ado, I want to welcome our guest today, returning to the show for the first time in a while. He is Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Famer, Paul Moonshine. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, a lot has changed for you since last we had you here. You have exited out of your freak shine phase and back into your moonshine phase. You've returned to CPW as it has entered its new venue. You've resumed managing your son, JB. What led you to making the journey back into the moonshine family?
Well, over the past year or so or more, I've been pretty much retired from everything because I've had about in my lifetime I've had about three or four near death experiences, so I was retired for over a year, and then last November my kidney failed, and I was in the hospital for a week then, and it kind of took a toll on me and stuff. But then I got to thinking and stuff, and I finally decided, I gotta get back to doing something, So JB came to me one day and asked me if I'm ready to come back, and I said if I come back it's going to be Paul Moonshine. That's there's no two ways about it. That's the way I got to come back.
When JB approached you for coming back, did any of the freak show try to put a stop to that and bring you back into their clutches, or had you turned the corner with that?
I turned the corner with that. I didn't even talk to anybody about it. I just decided on my own and I went and did it.
There may be lingering hostility there.
Oh, I went ahead and I shaved off my beard and I'm growing a goatee again, just like Paul Moonshine had back in the day, and that's the way it's got to be right now. It's just I came back with a purpose.
I mentioned for a year you were retired, and as everyone knows that's listened to this show, there is no such thing as retirement. Are you going to try to challenge Thompson's retirement record?
Well, I think I already did because I retired longer than any of his retirements lasted at all. I think I lasted longer than all his retirements combined.
Possibly, although he has the larger number of overall retirements.
Well, that's true. I think he's pushing 70, and I still think I'm going to be the oldest independent manager, or that's what I'm working on anyway.
You're going to have to fight dreaded Daryl Rose out of Indianapolis for that.
Well, if that's what I have to do.
I would pay to see you and dreaded Daryl Rose in a street fight.
Yeah, I'll bet you would.
I really would. I'd pay upwards of $8.
That's all? That's all I'm worth?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty good ringside seat right there, right?
Well, I guess so.
Don't try to triple charge me for a ringside seat, Paul.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to see the best, you got to pay the best.
I guess. Now, as everyone also knows, the Moonshine family might have the biggest amount of merchandise of anyone out there on the independent circuit. They have tables upon tables of merchandise, coloring books, keychains, T-shirts, hats, so many items to choose from on that. Have you now joined in on the merchandising end of things since you've come back to the fold?
I've still got the merchandise out there. It's not as much as I used to have, but I still got merchandise out there.
You hadn't been to CPW Presents Theatrical Wrestling in a while, but the fans immediately were with you. They still remembered you. They still reacted to you. And it was like no time had ever passed. Were you expecting that when you first showed up at Club Hectic, or did you think it was going to take a little more time to get the fans back on your side?
I thought it would take a little more time because I had been away for so long and I didn't know how anybody was going to react or anything. And it surprised me when I got the reaction that I got.
Now, this most recent show that CPW had saw you not only managing your son, you were in a big-time brawl with John Davidson. He attacked you after the match. What do you think led to John Davidson wanting to get physical with you?
Well, you know, first of all, he apparently wanted me to see... His boy, Jamo, which is my nephew, attacked JB with brass knuckles. and I you know, the tomorrow night at TPW, we were supposed to have a family feud. JD Moonshine, Lance Dean Moonshine, and Damo in a triple threat. Well, apparently, Damo is scared for something, because I understand that he went and got himself a tag team partner, which doesn't amount to anything, but in my eyes. But he got himself a tag team partner because he knows that he dug himself in a hole that he can't get out of. He attacked Lance Dean with brass knuckles at one point, and then last month he attacked JD with brass knuckles. And so he's got himself into a fix that he can't get out of. That's JD's cousin. He turned on him. I don't know what's up his butt, but he is going to. Davey's going to get a piece of him tomorrow night, and so is Lance Dean. And as far as John Davidson, because of his shenanigans and stuff, he's got something coming from me, because he put me in the off 5 days, and that don't felt well with me at all. But so. John Davidson's got something coming to him that he's not going to be happy about. And but it's my understanding that he went and got himself suspended for one show, because he knows that what I'm capable of doing to him. And I think that's why he got himself suspended. But you know what? There's always next month. I'm not going to forget. He might think I'll forget, but I don't forget. I was in the hospital for 5 days because of him, and I'm never going to forget that.
Always sad to see families fighting. Now, speaking of your family, last Saturday, someone that was following your lead and retiring was Casey Carlisle. But she entered into the DCW Hall of Fame in Delaware. It was a big night. Her parents were there, and a lot of current and former opponents and partners were there for her Hall of Fame ceremony. What do you think of your niece making it into yet another Hall of Fame?
Well, that's exactly where she belongs, in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there isn't a Hall of Fame around that Casey Carlisle should not be in.
Now, she also is, much like yourself, a Turmoil Hall of Fame member. How proud were you of Casey Carlisle when she got the nod to go into the Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame as well?
I was real happy when I heard about that, and like I said, she deserves everything that she gets. She's been a scrapper ever since she was a little girl, and she deserves everything she gets.
I would agree with you there. Well, at this time, my co-host is standing by. I know he's probably got a lot to say as well. Good son, Andrew Michelson, what have you got for Paul?
Well, I mean, some fun fact that I'm going to shoot out, and some people don't know. Paul actually knows me from a very long time ago. He actually knew me before I was legally able to drink that special moonshine him and JB make up.
How you doing, Andrew?
Pretty good. How about you, Paul?
I'm doing much better now that I'm out of the hospital.
glad to hear that. Hospitals suck, and that John Davidson fella, if you don't get a hold of him, I know plenty of people that want to, so me being one of them, you don't touch Pa. That's just a given rule.
Well, Dobbin got him off from me, and he took care of that part of it. But as far as me going into the hospital and stuff, I should have brought some of that hospital food back for Don to take.
Right. I don't blame you. Yeah, hospital food's not the best. So,
yeah.
I mean, like I said, I've known you since I was not even old enough to drink the moonshine. And I've seen you and JB go through multiple things. You know, you and JD, Lance, everyone, even when J-Mo was being, you know, actually a good person in the family. You know, I saw the freak show version of you, which that was different. What has been your favorite, like, time of your career that you've done? Like I said, I've seen a lot of you and JB and, you know, the Moonshiners and even the Freak Shine and stuff, but what is your favorite thing you've done so far?
In my career, I've had five wrestling matches. I've won them all. I'm undefeated.
There you go.
There isn't anybody that I haven't managed that hasn't been champion.
That is very true.
There's different people in the free show. They're champions. Different people in the Moonshiner family, they were champions, including JD and JD Mason, JD and I can't think of his name. I'm looking at his damn picture right now. I can't. Anyway. It was JB and I can't think of his name. He lives in Yakima, I think. He's bald headed, muscles.
Dave Turner?
Yeah, Dave Turner.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say that they were known as Muscle and Shine.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Jameson, he's been champion. I managed him. I've managed the tag team of the year and BCW. You know, there's so many things that I've done that. I'm proud of, but you know, Sign Guy said at the top of the show, Turnbuckle Turmoil, Hall of Famer.
There you go.
There was one time. This is kind of funny. I thought there was one time that guy asked me. He said, "Have you ever held the CPW Tag Team Championship?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "No, you haven't." So I showed him a picture of where JB and JD Mason had the titles and we were in a picture, and I have them both over my shoulder.
There you go.
I said, no. Nah. And he said, well, I guess you're right. You have helped them. So, but yeah, I've got so many, you know, memories I think it's one of my first matches that I was in, a tag team matchup at Spokane.
I do remember that, actually.
That's when I was forced to team up with Lance Dean.
Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
And yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now on the wall. I got a picture of that one on my wall. I got so many pictures on my wall that of different things that I've done.
I believe it.
As a moonshiner and freesigner, so I've done a lot.
I'd say you've done more than probably most people could think of. You know, you've talked about, you know, you have managed a lot of people, mainly the moonshiners and stuff, but you have had those other random weird, you know, not weird teams, but, you know, teams that, you know, been put together due to common, you know, enemy or whatever. Who are some people that you haven't managed that, but like, if you had the opportunity, you would like to manage?
I top of my head right now, I can't think of any. I've managed so many I've even managed Kincaid. He made a special appearance at BCW. I came out to the ring with him. Casey Carlisle, I come out to the ring with her a couple of different times. I've got one person that's real special in my heart. I guess that if I had the chance to manage her, it'd be Sunny Day.
That would be cool. That would be a good pairing, I think.
Yeah, back in the day, a few years ago, Sunny basically saved my life. So I think she would be one that I would come out to the ring with.
There you go. That would be cool. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I think that would be a good pairing. So, you know, you talked about how J-Mo's got, you know, something up his butt. What was your first reaction when you saw him, like, basically denounce the moonshiners and just leave them completely? Like, what did you first think about that?
You know, I'm still kind of puzzled about it because I didn't know that he was going to do that. I didn't know that John Davison, you know, speaking of John Davison, he's even been talking about trying to take my moonshiner away from me, and that's never ever gonna happen.
No.
But J-Mo, as far as J-Mo's concerned, I don't know, crawled up to him or anything, and then for me getting attacked so I can watch him hit JB with the brass knuckles, I guarantee tomorrow night they're going to J-Mo's going to pay for what he's done.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's something I'm not saying he should have ever left the Moonshines. I don't agree with him leaving family. But I will say I do understand leaving a team that wasn't there for him, because obviously you were there last show and I did the same. I don't think, you know, I've always been family over everything. So I am still kind of puzzled by J-Mo's actions too. I mean, yeah, Team Yvonne might not have always been there for him, but at least I know family will be there for you, maybe not in spirit, in, you know, physical, but spirit. So what do you feel about him? Like, you know, you said John Davison was trying to get to your moonshiners and stuff. I don't think he fully – obviously, I think there's something with J-Mo, that there's probably still some love for the family. do you think you could bring J-Mo back? And if you do, what would you like? Is there going to be some repercussions for him leaving the family, or what's going to happen with that in general? Yes, what I'm trying.
Well, yeah, there's going to be something because when I was with Freak Show and I did some bad things to JB, but I never took brass knuckles to him. We had some differences and stuff, but now the differences have gone by. He's helped me through some tough times here when I was dying and stuff, not really many people know how I ended up in the hospital from John Davison, but it's because he gave me COVID. If it hadn't been me for having all the shots that I've had, I'd probably be dead now.
Right.
But I went through the whole pandemic and stuff without getting COVID. Even when I was managing the stuff, and then the one time he grabbed a hold of me from behind and stuff, he gives it to me. That's dirty rascal. That don't sit well with me. He got himself suspended for one show. Well, one show is not going to make me forget.
Yeah, exactly.
So it
pops up the mind of an elephant. You never forget.
That's right. Exactly. I might be old, but I'm still going to get the job done.
You know, like I said, you probably remember the first time you ever saw me. Like, you probably have more memory of my first match, the first match you saw of me, than I probably do.
Yeah, I probably do. I remember you growing up and stuff, and I had to ask questions about you because I didn't know who you were. I didn't know why you had that ring tattooed on your
yep.
heart and stuff. But yep. I do now. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think things are going to be different. I came back. 3 months ago, I think it was, and
2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, so things are gonna be different for me.
Oh, for sure. I mean, times are always changing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And JB and I was talking yesterday that I've had so many near deaths that it's unreal how many of them I've come back from. And there's even one that nobody really in the wrestling industry knows about. And that's when I was out truck driving a few years ago. My appendix ruptured. And I almost died there. If they hadn't gotten to me 10 minutes sooner, I would have been dead. So
I mean, we got stuff in common there, I guess, right, Paul?
I told the hospital when I like kidney failed, they were surprised that I came back from that, and I just saw my kidney doctor yesterday, and he said my kidneys are doing extremely well, considering I had no kidneys in November.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I mean, it's proven factors. Moonshiners don't die, apparently. Maybe there's something in that moonshine that they, you know, there's something in that moonshine.
Exactly.
Maybe that's the fountain of youth.
Yeah, really. But yeah, it's gonna be, I guess we need a new motto, moonshiners never die.
There you go. Here we go. Moonshiners never die and they never stay dry.
That's right.
So, you know, we've talked about how you were, you know, three shows up, you know, families fight. I've fought my little brother, Tomcat, multiple times. That's why I have the family champion. What has been the hardest thing about, like, what has been your heart? What was the hardest thing about when you were fighting with JB? Like, was it, like, yeah, words are hard for me, sorry. You know, being against JB, you know, as being a fighting family, you know, for so long you fought beside him and then you were fighting against him. What was the hardest part of that?
I guess the hardest part would have been when we did the storyline where if he lost the match that we had set up that he would lose his name and he could only come out as just JV. He couldn't come out with his music. He couldn't come out with his moonshine jug. I owned all of it, everything.
Ooh, that definitely would be hard.
But then it kind of backfired on us when we set up because we were hoping it would embarrass him, but it didn't. And that's when we made him come out to that shark song.
Baby shark, whatever.
And he came out dancing with that, and the kids started dancing with it and stuff. And that backfired in our butt. We thought it would embarrass him, but he thought it would too. But then he went along with it, and the kids started going crazy. That had to have been the hardest storyline we did. There was even time where we had a handicap match. It was me and Big Z and Zach Winters against JB and Lamp. And then when it was time. I went in and pinned JB.
Okay.
That was one of my matches I won. So,
there you go.
But we did a lot of storylines with JB. The one where we made JB lose his identity. That's the way to put it. We made him lose his identity because he lost that match.
Okay.
But then a few months later, we set up another match where it was last man standing match. If he won that, he got his credentials back, and he ended up we had a pair of handcuffs. We were gonna handcuff him, and I had the handcuffs out and stuff, and he butted my head against Jack Leonard's head, and handcuffed us together, and I ended up rolling out of the ring, and that was when Jameson he sat down on me, so I couldn't get back up, and of course. With me outside the ring and Jack Winters inside the ring, handcuffed together, Jack Winters couldn't get up to his feet. So JB won that match and he got his identity back.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, some guys say, you know, it's always hard watching families fight, but I mean, I'll say some of my best matches were with my little brother. I think it's when it becomes personal. It's the hard not to like just remember. Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't like you right now because you know. And I think that's sometimes the hardest part when families are fighting is, you know, because it can be so personal because you know so much about each other.
Right. And a lot of reason why I left the Moonshiners was because I didn't feel I was getting the recognition that I should, and this and that, because that's just my feeling then, but things have changed since. So.
For sure. Now I know what you mean. Well, that's all I got right now. What do you got, son guy?
Well, Paul, you say John Davidson put you in the hospital and got suspended. That had to be really frustrating for you, knowing that he won't even be there for you to get some revenge. Are you planning on maybe physically going after John Davidson the next time the two of you are in the same building, or are you just going to let your family handle John Davidson?
There's gonna be other people that handle John Davidson, but I'm never without my cane, so I'll get my revenge done. Like I said before, he might think that one show is gonna make me forget, but you know, you don't forget something like that.
Now, you have been in there against a lot of people over the years that were also managers. You mentioned the matches you had. You actually wrestled Kevin Brandt at one point in time. You had a big manager versus manager feud with him. You've been in there with Al Tubbs. You've been in there with a lot of different managers. Is there a manager out there today that you would most like to manage against?
Against?
Yeah.
I always enjoyed managing against Kevin Brandt. Al Tubbs is another one that I get heat with. Kevin Brown, I've been against him more than I think any other manager in the Northwest.
Now, if you ever went outside of the Northwest, is there a manager anywhere else in the world that you would most want to manage against?
Oh, I don't know. Most that I would like to manage against is either retired or dead. So I don't know that there's any others.
I want to see a Paul Moonshine versus Paul Heyman.
Oh yeah.
It can happen. They're both still active.
Yeah, that's true. You, 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 and the wrestling business, you just never say never.
Exactly.
That's the truest
thing. I was told I would never wrestle. Look where I am now. I got two titles.
Yeah.
TSA is a bitch.
Huh?
TSA is a bitch.
Yeah. But, you know, JB will be a manager again. I think Lancine's still a champion. I think Lancine's still a champion.
He's the Inclusion Callus champion. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Right now, I'm not affiliated with Lancine over there, but. Yeah, that can all change. I've only been there for one show, so you know,
yeah.
that can all change.
I'll pull some strings.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I am an Inclusion Pro Wrestling Evergreen champion. I have some power, right?
Yeah, you should.
Has actually challenged you in the past is one of the only other reverse second generation people I've found in the business, that being John Cena Sr. Have you ever had that match with John Cena Sr. yet?
No, I never did. He never showed up when he was supposed to, so I don't know what
he pulled it. He pulled his son. You couldn't see him.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You couldn't see him.
He was probably right there the whole time.
Yeah, he probably was. I just couldn't see him.
Yeah. Now, when you were away from the business for a while, CPW presents theatrical wrestling, did a number of shows where there was no ring. It was a very different feel, a very different atmosphere during those shows. You walked back in once CPW relocated to Club Hectic and brought the ring back. As someone that was sort of on the outside looking in at the time, what did you think of the no ring shows? Did you have an opinion on those?
I didn't go to any of those. I don't think that those shows would have been as enjoyable as they are with another ring. I know JB didn't like it. Many of the wrestlers that I talked to didn't like it either, but they had to go with what they had to go with.
Very true. Now, looking at the landscape of the Pacific Northwest, a lot has changed since you left and came back. Promotions have come and gone. Some promotions are still there, pretty much the same as before. We've seen an influx of really, really good young talent in the time that you were away. A lot of the veterans have moved on. What do you think has been the biggest change in the area since you've been gone?
Biggest change. I'm not really positive about that. I heard that 123 is gone, which I didn't know until recently. There's a lot of changes that was made that I didn't know about. I think you know, with I think eventually BCW is not going to be no more. It's just the way they keep, you know, unless they hurry up and get another venue, I don't see them being able to restart back up.
Hopefully they will find a venue. That's one of the toughest things in all of professional wrestling, securing a venue, especially since the pandemic hit. It can be very, very problematic to find one.
Right.
Especially trying to find one that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They went from sort of a flat fee to charging you by the square footage of the building a lot of times, which is a major difference.
Very true.
Yeah, and I haven't heard that Patty has told me where she come across one that they didn't want you only pay your rent for a building, but they want you to pay the taxes too.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's stupid, because what? Why should somebody else pay their taxes? That's just a way for them to get out of the pan.
Should I've even known some venues that they'll charge you by the hour now, instead of just a flat rate fee, which that can break the bank, because you know you got to have enough time to put the ring up and everything, get all the boys ready, and you know get the fans
right.
And like. You know, you can be there from 11 in the morning till 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, the next morning, and you could only imagine how much that would be. So it's like, it is crazy. Ever since the pandemic, finding venues is not the easiest thing in the world anymore.
There's times I wish I had the money that I could just buy a place, and then I'd have a place for wrestling to go to.
Right. I've always said if I ever won the lottery, I'm not going to tell anyone, but you'll know.
Yeah.
One of the big rumors over the last several months is a certain member of the Moonshine family has been thinking of picking up a ring at some point down the road and starting up Moonshine Championship Wrestling. Potentially using just members of the Moonshine family, which would give it a pretty big roster just on its own. Have you heard the rumblings of Moonshine Championship Wrestling?
Just from things that you said, I haven't really heard too much. But you're right. If there was Moonshine Championship Wrestling, and we had only the Moonshiners, that would fill up a roster quick. I mean, we'd have a good battle royal, that's for sure.
That's very true. Imagine Casey Carlisle coming out of the retirement, Jason Kincaid coming in, Cousin Skeeter, Dave Turner Moonshine, both of JD Moonshines,
yeah.
JB, Lance, JMO. He'd have quite a roster right there.
Oh, yeah. Sure would.
Good son, Moonshine. Just kidding.
Huh?
I'm like, good son, Moonshine.
Yeah.
That sounds funny.
Yeah. Yeah, we would have we'd have a good roster, that's for sure.
There you go.
Now, in your time off, I'm sure you had some free time. Did you tinker with the recipe of the Moonshine? Have there been any changes made to it, or has it remained the same as always?
Now you know yourself. I would never. Leak out the recipe of the Moonshine. Yeah, I mean that that's just not something ever going to happen.
That shit made me hear colors.
The only thing I can tell you is, yeah, I have spruced it up a bit, but it's still a family secret.
You definitely spruced it up. That the last time I drank it, it made me see colors. It made me hear colors.
Yeah, well, that's what it was intended to do.
I believe it.
Now, since CPW presents theatrical wrestling, has now gotten their official license from the state of Washington, has there been any restrictions placed on you on having the moonshine at ringside? Is there anything in the Washington state books that prohibits it?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, the only time we don't bring the moonshine around is pretty much if the shows are in a auditorium or some kind of a school system.
Now, obviously, with the merchandise and everything like that, a lot of younger fans gravitate towards the Moonshine family. Have you ever had angry parents confront you on encouraging their little ones to drink the moonshine?
No, not really. I mean, there's some of them that frown upon some of my merchandise because of the moonshine jug or the moonshine name. But that's about the size of it.
Well, Paul, we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show, and I want to make sure you have enough time to say anything and plug anything that you would want. So the floor is all yours.
Okay. The one thing that I have not mentioned is that I will probably be here in the near future. I'm not sure how near or anything, but in the near future, I'm going to be going in for another surgery on my spine. I don't know if it's anything that John Davidson did or it could be stemmed from other injuries I've had in the ring. I'm not real positive on that, but they're kind of waiting until I have my 1 year anniversary on having my stents put in my lungs because I'm on blood thinners. So my 1 year anniversary on that's not until August. So we'll see how that pans out. But as far as I'm going to be at CPW tomorrow night. JB's going to be there tomorrow night. Lance Dean's going to be there tomorrow night. You don't want to miss this fight that we got going on with Jamo because he dug himself a hole, and it's my understanding that his tag team partner is going to be Brian Newman. And Brian Newman, I got to tell you that this is not a fight that you should have thought twice before agreeing to be Jamo's partner tomorrow night because it's not gonna be fun. You're gonna be real sorry that you involved yourself in. But other than that, I think the next help me out. What's the name of the? I think it's May 4th.
Inclusion Pro May 4th.
Yeah. I'll be there. JB will be there. Lance Dean will be there. Lance Dean's a champion there. He'll be there. So y'all come out and support wherever we're at.
Well,
Paul, as always, it has been a pleasure having you on here, and I will see you tomorrow along with Andrew. Hopefully, nobody hits you with brass knuckles this time.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, you know, if I have to, I'll get Andrew's manager of LA, whatever. I'll get her projection. Nobody will get around me if she's there.
That is very true. That is very true. No one touches the spoiled princess.
That's right. So I've got backup. I don't have to worry about anybody.
Anyone hits paw, they're getting kicked in the dick.
Yeah, that's right.
Brass knuckles
are
illegal, and you can file a police report. Just ask Chef about that. He almost got trapped in Canada for having brass knuckles in his wrestling bag.
Oh, wow. I did not know that, actually.
I didn't either.
Yes, ask Chef about it. He'll tell you all about being stopped at the border and nearly being trapped on the other side of the border because of brass knuckles. It cost him several thousand dollars to get back.
Wow.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
And don't pack my brass knuckles.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise it. Well, Andrew, what have you got coming up here? I know you got some things to plug.
I mean, as always, CPW tomorrow at Club Hectic. You know, it's Point to the Sign, a.k.a. Point to the Sign guy. I will be defending my family title against PJ Freak. Don't really know much about him, so there's not much to say about him. All I know is he thinks he's a little clown prince, and princes normally bow down to princesses, so I'm not too worried about him. April 27th, not sure the name of the show yet, but that will be another CPW show at Linwood. Then May 4th, Inclusion Pro Wrestling. You know, I will be defending my Evergreen title against, I'm not sure who yet. All I know is the title is going to be on the line. You know, Goodson's got two belts. He's got to defend them. He defends them anytime he gets a chance, I'm a defending champion. Working on trying to get some new merch out. I still got my stickers going. So if you're at a CPW show, an inclusion show, or wherever you see me, buy a sticker. They're pretty cool. Well, Princess designed them. Just like anything else you see of my stuff, you'll see it's her mark. That's she's got the talent for that. I don't, and I'll be the first to admit it. Check out CPW and Inclusion as much as you can if you're in the area. I mean, I got to fly to Washington, so anyone in Washington, you can make the drive.
All right. Find me also at Club Hectic tomorrow in Linwood, Washington for CPW Presents Theatrical Wrestling. Also on Sunday afternoon, right back here, we will be joined by our guest, and that happens to be Aaron Phillips, who is a commentator of professional wrestling. Also, you can find me on the 6th of April in Ocean Shores, Washington, for Rogue Wrestling Attractions. The week after that, on the 13th, I'll be in Vaughan for Northwest Pro. The week after that, on Sunday the 21st, I will be at the arena in Jeffersonville, Indiana, Paul Cade number 5. And wrapping up April back at Club Hectic for Combat Pro. So make sure you have plans in place to find me in all those spots. Everybody stay safe out there. Get out there, support the local independents wherever you may find them. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you.